Today on WCBS Backstories.
To me, one of the great things about this race, it is a celebration of the city.
First to the finish line, though, on WCBS is Peter Haskell. Peter?
And you know, Alex, this has always been the people's marathon.
The race ends at Tavern on the Green, and they head north on the West Drive, and there are bleachers set up. People are watching. Everybody's craning their necks. They're looking south, trying to see the lead runner coming into view.
The crowd here on its feet.
And sometimes you have these future winners really playing to the crowd. When Meb Keflezighi grabbed his shirt that had the USA on it, was kind of tugging on the shirt, people roared.
Running hard to the tape. Here he is, Meb Keflezighi, the winner of the 40.
You know, a lot of these races aren't very close, but in 2004, you had Paula Radcliffe, who was well known in the running community, and she was leading, and Susan Chepkemei is chasing her up the hill to the finish line.
Chepkemei and Radcliffe still shoulder to shoulder.
And it almost felt like I was calling a horse race.
Paula Radcliffe, who experienced tears of disappointment at the Olympics, comes in and wins.
Radcliffe won by 3 seconds, but it was just such a phenomenal finish.
They're all basking in the glow.
There is just so much energy on the streets. This makes the New York City Marathon special.
For more backstories, go to WCBS880.com/50.